The top of the hill at National Harbor first was reserved for Disney. The Walt Disney Company had planned to build a 500-room resort hotel there, but backed out of the deal in November of 2011. Then MGM CEO Jim Murin was advised to come here.
And meet a crazy man.
He's talking about developer Milt Peterson.
I hopped in this guy's Cadillac.
Murin is telling the story at MGM National Harbor's grand opening.
I didn't have a chance to put my seatbelt on. Could have broke a few laws there. He flew me up to the site, chatting all the way. And then we got here, and he's told me subsequently, for the first time in his life, he said not a word.
And I was quiet, which isn't very often.
The Peterson Company's founder recalling the trip to the top of the hill that convinced Murin to sign a piece of paper on the hood of a SUV.
He looked out, and he saw the monuments. He saw Alexandria. He saw the river. And then he said, I have a responsibility of doing something special here. I have that same responsibility within myself.
Peterson says multiple attempts by others to develop the area that's now National Harbor failed, but methodical planning, putting in the right infrastructure and zoning, working with the right people, paid off.
It's like putting the bait out and it's fishing. What's going to come to the line?
Now there's Gaylord, the waterfront, the Wheel, Tanker Outlets, and MGM.
We got all of those as attractions, so who is going to come to the bait? Who is going to come next? And we're going to be very patient and be very selective.
Stay tuned. Christy King, WTOP News.